Hello and welcome. I'm Chaplain Kim Kidd with Warrior Family Ministries. Today we're going to dive a little bit deeper into our ministry, how we work to support our family of chaplains nationally, about our incredible Leadership Summit weekend that we just are coming off of, and some amazing trainings and events coming up in 2020. I am joined today by our founder, Chaplain Brenda Swartz, and Tracy Shear of the Michigan Company. First, let's talk a little bit about this incredible weekend. So once a year, our chaplains in the Warrior Family Leadership from every company that we have nationally, commanders, assistant commanders, and administrative assistants, as well as leaders from different ministries under Warrior Family, traveled in and gathered together at our headquarters in Wilmington, North Carolina. Our goal was to strengthen our leadership and develop stronger relationships with each other. So Brenda, tell us a little bit about why this weekend was started and why it's important for our ministry.
Well, first let me say hello, and I'm glad to be here. This past weekend was just amazing. Once a year, every October, we bring our leaders and commanders, like you said, Kim, into Wilmington, North Carolina, where our headquarters is located, because there's something about the gathering of all of us together to look forward to the next year, to make plans, to catch up with each other, and it becomes more of a family reunion, along with all the great training and all the fellowshipping and worshiping and everything else that goes along, the team building that we do. So the goal each year in October is to bring everybody together so that we can become more of a team. It's to give our new commanders and our new leadership a chance to get to know how we operate, and it's to give those that have been with us for years now just a chance to rekindle old friendships and then look forward to the planning of the new year.
Personally, from my perspective, I work at headquarters, and it was really, really incredible to meet some new faces and to just kind of build up that camaraderie. It really is like a family reunion every year, and it was really awesome to see different leaders' perspectives and just all of the fun stuff that's going on in every company. You hear about it on Facebook and you hear about it on our website, but it's really cool to really hear what things are going on face-to-face in different companies. Tracy, would you mind talking a little bit more about what this weekend means to our leaders and its impact on your leadership position personally?
Oh, absolutely. This weekend was amazing. Every point that you both had talked about, we hit on. It is a camaraderie that gets us together, and it's life-changing. It's just not coming to learn some new material or what we're going to do, but it's actually life-changing. It bonds us together. It strengthens our companies, and it strengthens our organization as we see how everything meshes together that we do.
I like the idea that it also, like you said, Tracy, it just built on our camaraderie, and it built on this how we are so dependent upon each other, even though you may be in Michigan and somebody else may be in Florida, and then we're in North Carolina, and then you break it down to all the cities we're in. It really was great to be able to put some time together without it just being on a phone call.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. And just watching the new commanders or the new leadership coming in, because this is not my first year, so I've been able to watch them and watch them grow and watch the excitement of everybody that comes in here. Like I said, it's definitely life-changing, and every leadership and every commander, administrator, assistant needs to be at our next one.
So Tracy, it was incredible that you're here. You're such a formative part of Warrior Family Ministries. Can we just take a minute and talk a little bit more about your role within Warrior Family? Even though you're with the Michigan Company, you do so much more for us nationally. So do you mind just sharing a little bit about what your position is within our ministry?
Yeah, no, not a problem, Kim. I appreciate that, and I appreciate your kind words. I am the National Disaster Director. So I head up the national, we do rapid response and crisis response. So we have developed those teams, and we deploy to any disasters, whether it be natural or crisis, anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to note as well that she was formative in organizing our rapid response team. So if there is an event of a national or man-made disaster, Tracy is at the forefront of organizing and executing that. So it's pretty incredible what she does for us.
Thank you, Kim. I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And it is actually an honor to do that for Warrior Family. This organization is different than every other organization that's out there. Mm-hmm. It's just the bonding that we have, the family unity. It just makes it a huge difference. And when we can go out and we can serve others mm-hmm. and just be a hope to them, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So Brenda, tell us a little bit about going back to this conference this weekend. Tell us a little bit about how it impacts us nationally, being able to be on the same page, because we have companies and we have companies that are, I feel like every month they're growing, which is such an incredible blessing. But we have different companies across the states that don't always communicate with each other. So how does it affect us coming together to be able to all touch base with each other during the weekend?
So, again, to be able to bring commanders and leadership together reinforces those ties that allow us to not only impact each one of our communities that we serve in, but also on a much bigger scale. Just like Tracy said, you know, we're a nationally recognized organization now, mm-hmm. not just with deployment, but in other areas too. And so coming together once a year and being able to put faces to names and to build on those relationships, it's just like everything else. It builds that unity so that when we do get calls to deploy, or we do get asked to do something above and beyond what we're doing in our communities, we know exactly who our resources are, and we know exactly which companies that we can call on, and then which way we're heading. I love that we are in so many cities now. We've grown because, you know, Kim, we're not that old. We're mm-hmm. only about five and a half years old now. And for us to be a young organization and to be at the level that we are right now, what a gift that is from God. Mm-hmm. And truly, when he gave us the command to build an elite army of chaplains mm-hmm. across this nation that's going to impact not just their community, but also the nation as a whole and then beyond, what a mandate. And to watch him do this and allow us to be a part of that, that's just so meaningful. And then to see our leadership come together and know that they believe in this also, and that we are on the same alignment and that we are doing the same mission, it's just amazing to see the hearts of everybody that's involved in this organization.
And I think that's really what makes this organization great, because we are of the same mindset. We are in alignment, and that comes from the head down. That's because of our leaders. So that's what makes us set aside from different organizations, because we are out together. We support each other, and that's, it's family.
Miles don't separate us, that's for sure.
Amen. So speaking of family, Tracy, speaking of our unity and commitment, let's dive in a little bit to the chaplain conference that we have coming up. It is so important to spend time as chaplains from all across the country. Not only does it build relationships, but it just builds camaraderie. It allows our chaplains to feel supported. And not only that, it's just an incredible time together to just kind of rejuvenate and uplift each other. We have some incredible trainings coming up, and we just want to kind of dive in a little bit and share a little bit about what's going to be happening at the end of February. It's February 27th through March 1st. We have our annual chaplain conference, and for Warrior Family Ministries, we call it a chaplain family reunion. It is more than just a conference. It really is three incredible days as a family. Chaplains from all across the country with Warrior Family Ministries and other chaplains in different organizations come together to get trainings, to have time together, and to just build that elite force that we're striving for. So the chaplain conference is February 27th through March 1st. It's at historical Fort Caswell in North Carolina. It's right on the ocean, beautiful location. We at Warrior Family call it our family reunion because it's such an incredible time, a training, fellowship, and family. I'm going to ask Brenda to make an exciting announcement as to who our speakers will be at this year's annual conference.
Wow. You're talking about, we thought last year was so incredible mm-hmm. with Jonathan Hickory and what he taught us about chaplains and interacting with police force and law enforcement, first responders. Well, this year we're getting double blessed because Jonathan Hickory, he's the author of Break Every Chain, is coming back to teach on chaplaincy and resiliency. Mm-hmm. And so we are excited to have Jonathan come back and teach us again and train us on this. But then we are also bringing in Jamie Walden. And Jamie, he is the author of Omega Dynamics. And if you haven't read that book, let me tell you, that is one you need to pick up and order today. We've got it on our site, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But an incredible trainer about life in the United States churches today, but not just in the church, getting outside those walls and preparing to have that warrior culture. So he's going to be training us also. And then we have our breakout sessions this year. We've got an afternoon. They can choose from two or three. We're going to be doing PTSD again. We're going to be doing how to handle your relationship and still do ministry and how it affects it. And then we've got just praise and worship. We've got speakers at night. We've got great food. It's all in historical Fort Caswell, North Carolina. Yes, it's a Confederate fort, and there's still bunkers to explore. And so I'm just excited. It's great. Last year was amazing, and this year's chaplain family reunion is just going to be off the charts. So I'm just telling you, if you're a chaplain and you haven't registered yet, you better hurry up and do it. As of this week, we are narrowing down the amount of rooms that we have left.
So yeah, and you don't want to miss it. You definitely don't want to miss it.
Mm-hmm. Tracy, you attended last year's chaplain conference. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about the conference from a chaplain's perspective? So coming in, not living in North Carolina, and being able to travel in, Tracy has the unbelievable blessing of traveling in a caravan with many other chaplains from Michigan, traveling from far distances to join us for the weekend, which is such a blessing to us. But can you share a little bit about the conference from your perspective last year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the conference was just amazing. Like you said, it's a family reunion. You walk in and you're hugging everybody. What organization does that? It is a family reunion, and it is jam-packed full of information and worship. It's uplifting, it's edifying, and it fuels you for the next, for the next year that you need. It's just an amazing experience, just with like-minded people to basically, you don't really rest just because it's so exciting and you don't want to go to sleep. You want to stay with everybody. And I just can't wait to get back again.
Mm-hmm. So if you're interested I'm sorry.
I personally think Tracy likes to get back because all those people from Michigan are leaving the snow and the ice to come down to North Carolina's coast.
That is true. And it's beautiful. You cannot deny that. It is beautiful. It's a long ride for us, but even our camaraderie driving down, it's a great time.
If you're a chaplain and you're interested in attending this year's conference at Fort Caswell, North Carolina, February 27th through March 1st, please visit WFMChaplains.org or call 910-769-2490. During the office hours of Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back with more incredible information with Warrior Family.
Hi, I'm Janet Collier here in Fort Myers, Florida. When this information about the Warrior Family Ministry came across our newsletter, I immediately knew that I was going and I registered to come. And it is absolutely fantastic. I have taken many, many courses, college education, but this is about true life experiences. And Brenda and Sandy are absolutely super. Brenda taught most of the class. She gives all of her life experiences in being head of the Warrior Family Ministry. Her life experiences through the military and life in general, and it is the best teaching method that I have ever come across. So I highly, highly recommend this chaplain ministry course.
So I am back with Chaplain Brenda Swartz and Chaplain Tracy Shear with Warrior Family Ministries. As always, we have a ton of basic chaplain training classes coming up in cities across the country. This is your chance to take the next step of serving outside the walls of the church and truly being the hands and feet in your community. I know, Tracy, you're so involved in your community in Michigan. Can you share a little bit about what you and your chaplains do in your area to serve outside the walls of the church?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, we serve veterans. That's one of our things that we do. We feed homeless veterans. We feed different organizations that have homeless veterans. We've been moving veterans. So if a veteran needs a help moving, we'll go and we'll pack them up and we'll move them. We do, I'm also a police chaplain, which is the first woman police chaplain in our city. It's the third largest city in Michigan. So we are constantly on the go. We spend so much time working, whether it be hospital visits, whether it be doing funerals. We've done those for other people. It's just, there's never a time to rest. We're always going, whether it be the Vietnam Veteran Wall. We go and we work that and minister to people. So there's so many opportunities that we have and to keep us busy at all times.
Mm-hmm. Brenda, can you talk a little bit about how our chaplain communities have grown from the beginning in 2014 to now in terms of size, in terms of our reach? Can you just talk a little bit about that impact that it's having now that we've grown nationally?
Our chaplains renew their memberships or coverage every year. And we were recently putting in for some of the renewals that have come up in October. And I was, looking at the number of the new ones, and then I was looking at the ID numbers of some of the renewals. And I was very humbly just blown away when one of the renewals for October was in the single digits, because we've been out of those single and double digits for a while now. I mentioned earlier that, our mandate we felt from God is, and what we heard was to build an elite army of chaplains that will impact their communities and this nation. And so here we are 5 years later, and the numbers have more than tripled, and our reach is getting further and further and further. And to be honest, Kim, and you know this, it isn't because of anything that we're doing. It really isn't. It's been amazing to watch this kind of growth. So we started with our first little company of chaplains in Wilmington, North Carolina. We started with 34 chaplains, and that was back in 2014. And here we are today, and we have four companies of chaplains throughout North Carolina. We have a new company in South Carolina. We have one in New Jersey. We have one in Florida. We have Tennessee, Virginia. We have four in Michigan. We have good grief. And then we have a virtual company where we have chaplains all over the United States that aren't in a company yet, but within the next year or so, they should be. So we are covering from LA, Los Angeles, all the way through to the East Coast, all the way north up through Michigan, Nebraska, all up in those areas up there, and all the way south through Alabama and Florida. Mm-hmm. So God is really covering the borders of our country. And we know that next year we're already looking at people going outside of this country into the missions field to take what we do even across the ocean. But for us right now in the United States, the impact that these men and women who are called to serve outside the walls of the church, the impact that they are having in their communities has just been phenomenal. You know, we started out as an organization that our heart was for veterans, military, law enforcement, first responders, fire and rescue, and their families, because we know that it is a family event for those men and women who are our heroes that serve to protect us and keep us safe. So with that in mind, that has been like our, for lack of better words, target market. Even though we help anyone that is in front of us, or anyone that may need some hope, Now, let me say this. We are chaplains that serve those of a faith, and that means any faith, and those of no faith, which means everybody else. So we do not go out specifically to serve a denomination. We go out with a common denominator, which is all of our chaplains, of course, are Christian-based. We all believe and know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We know that he died for our sins and he rose again. And that's what we bring to be able to serve outside the walls. Now, each one of us do have, you know, we do have our own churches that we belong to, and that's wonderful. But when we step outside those walls into the public eye, we leave our own denominational beliefs behind, and we serve with that common love, that common heart. And so because of that, we get into places that pastors and lay church people cannot get into. And I think that's what's so amazing about being a chaplain, is that we can go into places where others can't. It almost sounds like Star Trek, you know? The old Star Trek slogan, right?
Yes.
Or Toy Story, when he says, to infinity and beyond, right? Our chaplains serve everywhere. And to hear their stories and to have them send in their testimonies from a place of service, to have them encourage each other on our Facebook group, which is Life of a Chaplain, and then to be able to take that and not just encourage our organization's chaplain, but we encourage all chaplains. Because you got to understand, Kim, right? Mm-hmm. We aren't the only organization.
And I
believe we are the one that probably builds the most support in family.
And I believe that that's the reason that we get invited to these crisis situations, that we get invited in. We don't just go. We get invited because they know the integrity of our organization.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
The integrity and the confidentiality and the ethical, the ethics that we drill into our chaplains to build trust, to build these relationships. And it's just amazing. And to be able to be a part of something like this and to see how much it's grown, it's overwhelming. It's very humbling and overwhelming.
I think it's incredible because every day people from all over the country call headquarters just to touch base about Warrior Family and ask what we're doing and how they can be a part of it and just random questions about things that are going on in our ministry. And it's so interesting to hear how people heard of us. And 9 times out of 10, it's from another chaplain who either served in their community or served their family or served in a crisis without an agenda, without wanting anything back in return, just saying, hey, how can I serve you? And that has made the most impact, not trying to sell ourselves, but trying to say, hey, we just want to be here for you. We just want to show up. We love our church. We love God. We love being a part of this community, and we want to serve outside the walls of the church, and we want to help. And that has been, I feel like so far, the biggest blessing for me is working in headquarters and seeing these phone calls come in from states and cities sometimes I've never even been to or heard of. And they come in and they say, hey, one of your chaplains helped me, or one of your chaplains stopped at a car accident, or one of your chaplains prayed for me, or after Hurricane Florence, you showed up and helped me. I'm so, so thankful to be a part of this because we do have a greater purpose, and God has given us a greater purpose to serve.
Well, Kim, you brought up an interesting thing because you said whether we stopped that accident or not. You personally have a couple of testimonies where you did just that. Share the most recent one, if you will, with our listeners. So this is just stuff that we do. We're considered first responders. So what that means is we kind of have an obligation that if we see an accident, that we're required to kind of stop and be there until the authorities show up.
So the most recent accident, I think for whatever reason, I have prayed for a greater purpose, and God has put me at the forefront of accidents over the last few months. And the most recent one involved a local police officer in our area. They were going down the road pretty quickly and ended up hitting another car. And it was a really severe accident. And I immediately stopped and turned on my flashers and jumped out. At the same time, another vehicle stopped, jumped out of their car, helped the other vehicle that was involved. And I went up to the police officer, asked if he was okay. He was radioing in. The car was completely totaled. It was a really severe car accident, but he seemed to be pretty stable. And I said, "Do you need anything?" And he said, "I just want you to stay with me." So I stayed with him and I was just there. I was just a ministry of presence. I asked if he was okay. We talked a little bit about his life and his family, just very briefly, because I didn't want to overwhelm him, but I was just there. And after what seemed like a couple minutes, all the other first responders in the area, it seems like there was a lot very, very quickly descended upon this car accident because it was one of their own, one of their brothers that was involved. And they showed up, assessed the situation, got him in the ambulance to go off. And they turned to me and hugged me and they said, "Thank you for being there for my brother. Thank you for not leaving him. Thank you for staying." So many times when people respond to a car accident, they go to the other vehicle or they don't stop. There was a lot of cars that saw the accident but just kept going because they just wanted to get to wherever they were going. And it was such an honor and a blessing that not only I felt like I clearly have an obligation and a purpose to stop, but it was my joy to stop, to be able to be there for that fellow first responder. Somebody is working hard to protect our community that I know that if I was an accident, he would stop for me. And they were so grateful that I was there. And in return, I was honored to be a part of it. So I think, you know, something that I really noticed that you could take a really tough situation and you can take really difficult circumstances and be a light. And I'm thankful to be able to be a part of an organization that's a light.
Yes. And that's what I see. I seem to see that when we were doing these types of things, that what people have said to me is, you know, just your presence being here has made me feel calm. You know, you don't even have to really say much. It's just being there for them and being in their pain with them and helping them. That's what they want.
Mm-hmm. You know, you touched on the fact that we're a ministry of presence. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are. You know, we share the love of Christ. We share it in so many different ways. You know, you don't have to be in people's face all the time about the love of Christ and who he is and, you know, the hellfire and damnation kind of thing. Sometimes it is just being that loving presence that opens the doors to so many other things. And, you know, ultimately, we do want everyone to know our Lord and Savior.
Yes.
But for a chaplain, we do it in other ways. Sometimes it's just being there beside them, and they'll never forget it. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we're just like, you know, just scattering the seed. Mm-hmm. We don't get to stay and watch it grow and flourish.
Right.
But everybody who is a chaplain, especially those that are in our organization, we all have a heart to be that ministry of presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you said earlier about the training. We have got so many basic chaplain trainings coming up the first quarter of the year. We just, you know, January, February, March.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing the places that God is taking us. The people we're able to equip and train and then send and support. It is a humbling place to be, to see all of this in action. You know, if anybody is out there, and I'm just going to put it out there, if you're out there and you've always wanted to serve outside the walls of your church or be in a position where you can be a servant leader, this is the family that you want to join.
Mm-hmm.
You want to become a chaplain with us.
And I will say that having that training gives you the confidence to be able to stop. And if you see, see a situation, if you see an emergency, if you see somebody in need, you have that training, which helps build your confidence to say, not only is this part of my identity, but I know what to do. And it's powerful to be able to not just be a bystander looking at a situation saying, "Man, I wish I knew what to do," but to have the tools and the training to actually be able to go.
Exactly. Yeah. And I find, too, that other chaplains from different organizations are looking and saying, why are you guys different? How can I be part of you?
Yeah, they are. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, I know we're getting short on time, but I do want to say this. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Those of you that are listening, if you truly feel like there's a place for you to be, to serve, to do what we were commanded to do in Matthew, to go preach the gospel, make disciples, then think about becoming a chaplain. You know, you don't have to have seminary. You don't have to have all these degrees. You just got to have a heart, a servant's heart, to be able to say, I want to go out and serve in my community. I want to help the brokenhearted. I want to be there for those that have a need. I just have a heart to serve.
So Brenda touched on that we have some incredible training coming up at the beginning of the year. It's our basic chaplain training course. It's typically a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a three-day course that really touches on the heart of a chaplain, the ability to serve, and the foundation of why you serve as a chaplain in your area. We have some incredible trainings coming up that are already scheduled. Rayford, North Carolina, Charlottesville, Virginia, High Point, North Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Fort Myers, Florida. We have a lot of different areas that we're coming into. We already have some other chaplain trainings that are in the works. But if you're interested in bringing a chaplain training to you, we would absolutely love to come. I would love to speak to you personally. You can call our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, 910-769-2490. Just mention when you call that you're interested in having a chaplain training in your area and ask for Kim. And I would be happy to talk to you about how we can facilitate having that in your area. You can also visit our website at wfmchaplains.org or warriorfamilyministries.org to learn about more information about our ministry. Brenda, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're on the road heading towards to a training this morning. Tracy, as always, it was wonderful talking to you. Anything else you want to add before we leave?
I just can't wait to see you guys in February.
Thank you. I'm so excited to see you guys, and thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks, Brenda.
See you, Tracy.
All right, see you. All right, bye-bye.